remember how many sessions we've had now.
We need to erase it.
Are you being sure? Go ahead.
She knows the words. Thank you, Norma. That's a great song. I'm really looking forward to learning that song. So our theme for these sessions on Tuesday mornings has been the word lost. You remember that, Golden? L-O-S-T. This has been our theme.
对，我们过去几周一直在讲这个主题，叫失丧的。
Lost. Now, does anybody remember the Bible text that we've been looking at? I'll give you a hint. It's in Luke. And who can tell me what chapter?
我们在查考路加的哪一章，大家知道吗？
15.
15.
All right. Very good. Luke. 15, 1, and we're moving through that text. Now, I'm only using this as an example. Jesus is talking to two groups of people. There's one group called tax collectors and sinners.
一群呢, 叫做税吏和罪人。
I'm not saying you're tax collectors and sinners, but you illustrate the group.
我不是说你们这些就是税吏和罪人，你们只是代表他们。
You understand that, Wayne, right? I'm not calling you a tax collector. Okay.
Wayne, 我不是说你是税吏啊。
Yeah. And the other group was very religious.
另外一群是非常宗教的。
Mm-hmm. They were the most religious people in Jesus' day.
These
people came to hear and learn from what Jesus was teaching.
这一群人他们是来听也学习耶稣教导。
And this group over here came to complain and accuse Jesus.
他们是来那这一群人来抱怨也来指责耶稣所说的。
Do you remember what they said about Jesus?
他们怎么说耶稣你们记得吗?
One of you religious persons here, you should remember.
你们这些当中某一个宗教人士能说。
This man welcomes sinners and eats with
them. Okay, he said, Jesus is a friend of sinners and he eats with them.
他说耶稣是罪人的朋友居然和他一起吃饭。
As though to say, we wouldn't be a friend of sinners and we wouldn't eat with them.
宗教人士说呢，我们不想成为罪人的朋友，我们不愿意。
Because we are very religious, we are better than other people.
我们是非常非常骄傲的，我们比那些人要好得多。
But these people came to hear what the Lord Jesus was saying.
那这些人来是来听耶稣所说。
Okay. So Jesus said, "Let me give you a parable."
所以耶稣就说呢，我来给你一个比喻。
Okay. Who can tell me, somebody from this side, who can tell me what a parable is?
这个边的人谁能告诉我什么是比喻呢?
A parable is a
story.
A story.
是一个故事。
What kind of a story?
什么样的故事?
Okay. Well, a parable is an earthly story. It's about things in life, things that we do, circumstances of life. But it has a higher meaning, has a spiritual meaning to it.
所以比喻呢，就是一个地上的故事。这个故事呢，是我们身边人发生的，我们能理解的故事。但是它有一个隐藏在里面属天的属灵的含义，这就叫做比喻。
So remember, one group very religious, they don't need Jesus, they think they're better than everybody else.
我们别忘了这一群呢，他们是非常的宗教化，他们总认为自己比别人更好的。
Another group says, we'd like to hear what Jesus is saying because we would like to know more about Jesus.
另外一群人说，我们想知道耶稣想。
So Jesus tells a parable. In the parable, he tells four stories.
在这个比喻里，他讲了四个小故事。
Remember that?
记得吗
？Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. First story.
第一个故事是什么？丢失的羊。
Oh, you guys are getting it. Okay. All right. First story. lost sheep.
丢失的羊。
Okay, now how many sheep did the shepherd have?
100.
牧羊人有多少只羊呢？有100只羊。
How many was lost?
丢了几只？
One lost.
丢了一只。
Okay, second story.
第二个故事。
Coin.
丢失的钱。
A woman had that. How many coins did she have?
她有几块钱？
She had 10 coins.
她有十块钱。
One.
How many was lost?
One lost.
How many?
One.
Very good.
丢了一块。
Third story.
第三个故事。
Lost
son. Oh, lost son. How many sons did the father have?
Two
sons. How many was lost?
One.
Two.
One.
For this part of the story, we're going to say one was lost.
这个部分呢，我们知道一个丢了。
Okay, but then we have one more story.
我们还有一个故事。
And who is the last story about?
最后一个故事在讲什么？
剩下的 another story.
Oh, just that.
Look at that.
一个长子，先丢的是个小儿子，
younger,
后面丢的是一个长子。
So the sons, there were two sons, right?
有两个儿子。
And both of them were lost.
两个都丢了。
There was a younger son,
有个年轻的,
and there was an older son.
有个年长的。
Now, in our story, the younger son did something really, really stupid.
在我们的故事里呢，这个年轻的儿子呢，做了很蠢的事情。
He said, "I don't want to live at home anymore."
他说我不想再在家生活。
But my daddy has a big farm.And a lot of money.
我的父亲有很大的农场，很多的钱。
And I want my part of the inheritance right now.
所以我希望要我的那部分遗产，现在就要。
But I don't want to stay at home. I want to go into a far country. I want to go into the world.
我不想待在家里，我要去远方的世界里。
And so the father.
然后这个父亲呢
，gave both of them their inheritance.
给了遗产的两个儿子都给了。
I'm going to show you in the Bible. You're in Luke chapter 15.
我们看一下路加的十五章。
Luke chapter 15.
他父亲这个产业分给他们。
In verse 11.
十一节。
A certain man had two sons.
一个人有两个儿子。
Verse 12.
十二节。
And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall to me. So he divided to them his livelihood.
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。
Sometimes we overlook that part of the story.
有的时候会忽视这个这一小小个细节。
The younger son is about to do some really not good things, and he's got his pockets full of money.
这个小儿子要做一些很不好的事，他的口袋里要装满了钱。
The older son, he's got his pockets full of money too, but he's not going anywhere.
这个长子呢，他的口袋也都装满了钱，但他不会，他没有离开。
The father gave both of them their portions of the inheritance.
父亲把他们应得的遗产呢，都分给了他们。
Okay, we're going to focus in our study today what the younger son did.
我们今天的学习要来看一下这个幼子啊，这个年幼的儿子做了什么。
Now, in our story about the lost sheep, what did the lost sheep do? How did it, why was it lost?
那我们在丢失的羊里面呢，这个丢掉的羊做了什么？他怎么丢的？
He wandered.
Remember?He's eating. And he doesn't know where he's going.
他就低着头一直吃东西，他也不知道他到哪里去了。
And he wakes up about 10 hours later on the backside of nowhere and says, "I'm lost."
啊，然后十个小时以后，等他抬头看一下，他发现他已经走丢了。
Okay. So the sheep wandered away.
啊，所以是走丢的，这个羊是迷失的。
How did the coin get lost? What did the coin do?
钱是怎么丢的
You don't know either?
他们是不知道的
I know it was lost But the coin did not know it was lost
所以钱是不知道自己被丢了
So The sheep represents a sinner Who wanders away from God
所以羊代表一个罪人呢他从神那里 走失了
Doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know where God is. No connection with God.
所以他不知道他在哪，也不知道神是谁，那他就跟神没有联系了。
However, the sheep does know that it is lost because it probably goes, "Oh, yikes! I'm lost. I don't know where to go."
啊，所以羊其实是知道自己是丢的状态，因为当他抬头，他就说，哎呀，完了，我走丢了。
But the coin did not know it was lost.
但是钱是不知道它是丢掉的。
And that represents a sinner like me and you, but we don't know we're lost. We're just in a big world and we don't know what's going on and we don't even know we're lost.
所以这就代表一种罪人呢。我甚至不知道我是罪人，我不知道我走丢了，我觉得我只是世界当中的一部分，我觉得我还挺正常。
In the first story, the shepherd came to find the lost sheep.
所以第一个故事呢，那个牧羊人去找回了那只丢失的羊。
In the second story, the woman swept her house and looked everywhere until she found the coin.
那第二个妇人呢，她打扫了她的房间，各处找，最终找到了那个丢失的钱。
And that gives us, the story of two sinners. One was lost and he was found like the sheep.The other was lost. He didn't know he was lost, but when he got found, he got to go home, back to the lady's house.
所以这就告诉我们有两种的罪人呢。第一种呢，他丢了，他也知道自己走丢了，他被牧羊人找着。第二种呢，他丢了，他不知道自己走丢了，但是主人还是把他找回来。
This is a very important part of the story, and I want you to get this.
这是个非常重要的部分啊，故事里面。
In the first two stories.The shepherd and the woman were the ones who went looking for the lost sheep and the lost coin.
那在第一个和第二个故事里面呢，都是那个主人或者妇人呢，他主动的去找，去把它找回来，把丢掉的找回来。
The third story is different.
第三个故事是不一样的。
The father gave the young son his part of the inheritance.
那个父亲呢，给了他小儿子呢。他该得的那一部分。
And let's see what the young son did with his inheritance.
我们来看一下这个年轻儿子他怎么来处理他这部分遗产。
Verse 13.
十三节。
And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and he took a journey into a far country, and there he wasted his possessions with, well.Immoral, I don't know what your translation, prodigal, sinful living.
过了不多几日，小儿子就去把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资产。
Verse 14,
十四节。
After he had spent all that he had, there was a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want, or he ran out of money and friends.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
Do you know that a lot of times you only have friends because you have money?
你知道有的很多时候呢，其实你有朋友是因为你有钱。
before I was a Christian, I used to sometimes I would have a party, and I would say, the drinks are on me, and I had lots of friends.
我在信主之前呢，我们有时候会，我也会干这种傻事，然后会有一个 party， 邀请很多人，然后我说呢，今天的酒都算我的，一下子来了很多朋友。
As long as you're paying for the party, a lot of people will come and eat your food and drink your drinks.
只要你愿意付钱呢，你会发现很多人都是你的朋友，他们只要来吃来喝就好。
And the young son, he had lots of friends while he had lots of money.
所以这个年轻的儿子，当他有很多钱的时候，他就有很多朋友。
But there came a great disaster, a great famine. Economically, everything went down, and he didn't have any money.
然后碰到一个大饥荒，一个大的经济的萧条，那他就是没有钱了。
And I find it rather interesting. He doesn't have too many friends now either.
那同时你会发现很有意思的是，这些朋友们也都没了。
Now think about this. Here is a young man who had everything, and then he said, "I want my money." And he left home and he spent all of his money, but he's not at home anymore. He's all by himself.
所以你会看见这个小儿子很有意思，他有很多的钱，然后他去外面挥霍完了以后，当他没有了，他处于一个什么状态？他没有，他不在家里，他是自己单独在外面。
He was having so much fun. He said, "I will pay for that, and I will pay for that, and I will pay for that, and everybody come." Oh, he was having a lot of fun.
所以他真的有一段自己在罪里很快乐的时间。他说：“我为这个付，我为那个付钱，我为这个付钱。”很多的人都来到他身边。
But then one day his pockets were empty.
啊，有一天他口袋里空了。
And notice verse 15.
好，注意十五节。
After he ran out of money, it says he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and that citizen sent him in the fields to feed pigs.
十五节说，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
What happened was, you remember in the beginning it said, he took his money and he went to a foreign country.
你记得一开始他讲的什么？他拿起他的钱去到远方的国家去。
Well, over in the foreign country.That's where he had his fun, and that's where he ran out of money.
也是在那远方的国家呢，他有他的自己的快乐，也花光了所有的钱。
And so, rather than saying things are better at home, he said, "I think I'll get some advice from the people that live over in this country."
所以呢，不是说我想起来我回去回家来寻求帮助。他说我要在我现在挥霍钱的地方呢，找当地人寻求一些帮助。
So he went to a man in that country, and that man said, "Oh, I have a job for you, you little Jewish boy."
然后呢，他就找当地的一个人，那人会很热情，好啊，我有一个很好的工作给你做，你这个犹太的小男孩。
I want you to go into the field, and I want you to feed pigs.
我要让你去田野里去放猪。
Now, for a Jewish boy.That was probably the last job that he ever thought he would have.
作为一个犹太的男孩来说，这可能是他最后最不愿意做的一个工作。
You see, the Jews had certain laws, and in their laws, their dietary laws, the pig, that was not an animal that they would have anything to do with.
因为那时候的犹太人是有比较清楚的饮食上的律法的，那这个猪肉是完全不接受的。
So here's a young fellow that was at the party the night before, and the next afternoon, after the hangover wore off, he's over here feeding pigs in the field now.
你可以想象这个画面，他前一天晚上可能还在宿醉里啊，跟一些朋友，今天就得去野地里去放猪去了。
Look at verse 16.
我们看一下十六节。
And he says he would have gladly have.Filled his stomach with the pods that the pigs ate, but nobody gave him anything to eat.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
Okay. Now, so far in our story, we've got a sheep that wandered away. We've got a coin that's unconscious of its state of being lost. But the young man is different.
所以在我们的故事里，前面两个呢，我们知道，走自己走丢的一个羊，然后无意识的丢的那只田，但这个年轻人不一样。
How did the young son, how was he lost?
那他是怎么丢的？
自己。
By himself. He chose to be lost.
他是选择去丢的，他就是决定去走丢的。
We would put it like this. He did not want his father telling him what to do.
这话说呢，就是他不想要他的父亲告诉他做什么。
Okay. So he got his money and he said, goodbye, Pop. I'm off to have fun in this world.
所以他拿起他的钱，他跟他爸说，再见了，爸爸，我要去找我的快乐。
Do you think he had fun?
你觉得他有快乐吗？
Yeah, he did.
他说有啊。
For a little while.
一小点时间而已。
See, that's what sin does.
这就是罪的。
You have fun for a little while.
你在罪里总是有一小点时间的快乐。
In Mississippi, a preacher said one time, "You eat the devil's corn, he'll choke you on the cob." You don't know how to say that. You know an ear of corn?
Yeah.
If the corn is from the devil, uh-huh. and you eat the devil's corn, you know how you eat corn on the cob?
Yeah.
If you eat the devil's corn, you think this is so good, he'll choke you on the cob. The cob is what's left after you eat all the good stuff.
Okay.
We're teaching English as well as Bible.
他就说那你要吃那个魔鬼给你的那个玉米呢，你最后他剩的那个玉米杆呢，他就能把你给噎死，给塞住。
I know you didn't get that. I saw your face. It's okay. All right. Forget that. Let's go it like this. The devil also always gives you something that looks really, really good, but in the end, it's really, really bad.
对，他就说一开始呢，魔鬼总是给你看起来特别特别好的东西，但是那个结尾一定是。要致命的，特别特别糟糕的。
No, in our story, the young man says, "I don't want to live at home. I want to do what I want to do."
所以在这个故事里，这个年轻人说，我不要住在家里，我要做我自己要做的事。
But there came a day that he realized something is desperately wrong.
然后到最后呢，他知道有一些事情真的真的很糟糕。
My money's gone.
我钱没了。
My friends are gone.
朋友没了。
I'm hungry, and nobody will even give me anything to eat.
我很饿，甚至没有人给我吃的。
I would eat what the pigs are eating if I could.
我甚至连猪吃的都得不到。
I have a terrible life.
我有个特别糟糕的生活。
Whose fault was that?
谁的责任？
It was his fault.
是他自己的错。
Because that's what he chose.
这是他选择的结果。
But that's not the end of the story.
但这不是故事的结尾哦。
Next week.
下一周。
We're going to find out what happened to this young man.
下一周我们来看看这个年轻人发生了什么。
Now, before we go, I want you to know, 1 out of 100,
1/100,
1 out of 10,
1/10,
this is going to get very personal.
这个是非常个人的了。
1 out of 2,
两个当中一个。
1 out of 1,
一个当中一个。
Okay, I'm hoping this is going to all make sense by the time we get to the end of it. Okay, let's.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you so much for our Bible study today.
主啊，非常感谢我们一起来学习。
Thank you for these stories, these illustrations that help us.
谢谢您给我们这些故事、这些讲解。来帮助我们。
And if we don't learn anything else today, may we learn that all of us are like sheep and coins and young sons.
今天呢，我们要知道，我们每一个人都像那九走失的羊、丢失的钱和丢失的儿子一样。
Some are wandering, and some don't know they're lost, and some rebelling, but we're all lost.
有的是自己走失的，有的是不知道自己走。是丢失的，有的是自己选择要背逆的，但是我们都丢了。
We thank you, Father, that you've made a way for us to be found.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，给我们一个方式，给我们一个道路，让我们能够被寻回。
Thank you that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
我们要 谢谢您，耶稣来为要寻找拯救那些失丧的人。
We pray that he'll find some lost sinner today.
我们也盼望他能寻回在今天啊、寻回一些失丧的人。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen. All right, thank you. The Lord be with you. See you next week.